This is the ANC Anarchist Church of Christ sermon series.
Your Sunday sermon series. For everyone who doesn't go to church like us. Not because we don't want to, but it's a hassle right now.
Kind of.
Anyways.
So I want to get that scripture again. So we're talking about trying to bring something edifying to the table on our services, our ANC, Anarchist Church of Christ services that we're trying to do. And so we wanted to talk about, felt like impressed to bring this Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 3, chapter 3 to the table here, verse 6. It says, "We command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now, those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. And if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way."
So basically it says, find the guy you don't like that like him.
Well, I think it's, to me, this is saying, it's talking about, like, hanging out with people who, like, don't work.
Oh.
Who don't want to work by the sweat of their brow.
Yeah.
See, I kind of feel like this kind of applies to, like, drug dealers and stuff like that. There's people who are, like, they're not doing an honest day's work.
More so people that are taking advantage.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of the system.
Somehow.
Yeah, they're working some kind of scheme or scam that just isn't legit. It's not on the up and up.
Yeah.
And it's saying, the Bible is saying here, Paul is saying in this to the Thessalonians, he's saying, like, hey, don't have anything to do with people who, like, don't want to make a honest days, you know, work or living. You know what I mean? Like, don't have anything to do with these people. It says, don't count them as an enemy. You know, like, don't, like, hate on them, but, like, but admonish them, it says. I like that word, admonish.
Yeah.
It's like, admonish them, like, try to, like, say, like,
yeah. Hey.
What's that?
What would you say?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to say, like, how do you address somebody? How do you admonish somebody? Like, what does that mean? Like, I was like, to me, like, admonish means to, like, try to correct or something. Try to, like, be an example to, but don't make an enemy of that person either, you know?
In a way, you need something to describe your interaction in this This monitor probably works.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I don't know what admonish means. I'm just saying that's what I would. I feel like he's saying.
Oh. Do you think he's serious?
What's that?
Do you think he's serious?
Who? The guy who's talking in the scripture?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm just saying that what this is really trying to say, the scripture to me is trying to say, is that it's saying that, he's saying that, hey, we didn't even eat bread without working for it. We did something for our bread. We did something for it. He's saying, like, those who don't want to work, don't eat. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get to eat if you don't work. Like, an honest day's work.
I'm fucking under the impression. I am under the impression that pretty much whoever is alive under the day won't die.
What's that? Say that again?
I'm under the impression that everyone alive on earth today will not die.
What do you mean will not die? I don't understand that.
Well, just like you told me that some Christians want no death.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely what it says. I mean, it says it in Thessalonians, actually. But, I mean, only the chosen people are going to be, like, left. And that's what I'm saying. Like, those who persevere to the end will be saved.
Yeah. And the thing I tell myself every time I'm having a hard day is just last, Riley. Just last.
Just keep going. Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
Last.
There's gonna be some strenuous times.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about, like,
get through it.
Yeah, they're, like last. You're saying, you said last week, or last, yeah, it was last week, Wednesday. You're talking about how we all have to go through, like, every single kind of, like, trial, you yeah. know, to be chosen, you know, to be saved. And that's like the refiner's fire. The refiner's fire is all those trials and tribulations that being tested in every which way, you know. But like we're talking about, the petty seems to be one of the main tactics of trying to, like, break us.
Man.
Yeah, one of the main tactics.
Man.
We came to that realization.
Very, very crucial information.
Yeah, for the chosen people, I believe. You know,
for anyone, I want to say anyone deserves that ever test me since. But it all comes down to what's going on in your heart and your head.
And, well, in the commandments. Because it says the commandments are really where it's at. It's like, you're kind of, you're saved by Jesus, your testimony to Jesus, but there definitely is a code of conduct once you accept Jesus that you have to, like, follow. Yeah. And only the people that follow that code, like, to the certain, the right degree or whatever in the eyes of God will be saved.
To me, that's the most badass code to be a follower of, or conductor?
Conduct?
I don't know.
But conductor of conduct? Is that what you're trying to say? The commandments are like the best conducting conduct way of life or something?
don't even know. It's been too long for me to think about the same thought for that long. My brain fucking runs.
Short circuits.
At 100 miles an hour.
Well, I think that's what you're trying to say. I think you're trying to bear witness to the commandments as being like the code you want to follow.
Yeah.
Is what I would kind of feel like you were saying.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think, you know, it's like, you're not saved by keeping the code perfectly, though, as a thing. Because you have a grace through Jesus. Yeah. And accepting. That's why it says in the scriptures, like, he talks about Jesus Christ, like, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Like Paul says in that scripture that we just read. He's like, bringing to light Jesus Christ. Like, we're saved by Jesus. We're you know, followers of Jesus, you know, we're trying to follow him. We're trying to do that. And, you know, unfortunately, a part of being a follower of Jesus Christ doesn't mean that you can just now go ahead and continue to live however the hell you want.
Yeah. Yeah, just because you say you're a follower.
Yeah, just because you think like, oh yeah, Jesus is a cool guy, like I friend him on Facebook. Or whatever.
I'll follow him.
Follow him on Instagram or whatever. It's not just that simple, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just somebody, it's on an app. If somebody on an app you can like
Wouldn't that be awesome if Jesus had the Instagram profile?
Well, I think that's really like what, like, when Jesus comes back, it will be like that, where Jesus will be, like, catapulted into that kind of superstardom, where, like, he will be, like, have that kind of, like, and, because that's what it says in Thessalonians, when it's like, we're interconnected to the Lord through the air. Like, it says, like, we who are alive at the time of his coming will be caught up in the air to meet the Lord in the air.
And
like in the clouds. And the clouds is the masses of people. It's the sea. It's the multitudes. Like, we're all going to be interconnected with Jesus. We're all going to be caught up, like, together.
Yeah.
How is that possible? Through, like, what we're just talking about. Like, an Instagram or a Facebook or something like of that, or Twitter, or, you know, something of that kind of nature, where it's like he's there for the whole world to see and to be caught, connected, or caught up with him, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what makes sense. And it's just like, this is why we're living in the last days, because this platform of capability is there for a Jesus type person.
Character,
yeah. Or whoever God, like, it's really like whoever God, like, anoints, really. Or, like, whoever God's Holy Spirit, like, bears witness to the people, like, hey, this is what you want to see.
I want so bad common character, because character's not real in the show or whatever.
Yeah, a character is just like anybody's playing a role in a TV show or a movie.
Yeah,
it's a character.
So I don't like it that much.
Well, I mean, but Jesus is a character. I mean, to some degree, like, he is, he has a personality. He has, if he were to come as an individual, as a human being or whatever, I mean, he would have some kind of personality.
Yeah.
You know, that's a character.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whether we like the terminology or not, like, it's fake or something. I see what you're saying, though. It's just like, is that a fake character? It's like, what we would perceive Jesus to be isn't even really what Jesus is or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just what he, like, portrays to the people or whatever.
Well, what the overall consensus is or something.
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah, so, I mean, I like what this is talking about, though. I think that it's, once again, it just kind of goes back to scripture that we're talking about, really is talking about work, I feel like. Like, you want to do, like, a honest day's work by the sweat of your brow, you know? People who don't make an honest day's work by the sweat of their brow, like, they don't eat. They don't deserve to eat.
I read something along the lines of today have a fault or something.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah. I think that's fair enough to say, yeah. There's something like within their character that is flawed.
Yeah.
That enables them from not like wanting to participate in working by the sweat of their brow.
And to me, I guess that means that they're drawn to sloth.
Sloth, that is a good... Yeah, and that's once again, one of the seven deadly sins is sloth.
Yeah.
And anybody that's engaging in seven deadly sins, you know, I feel like is not a follower of Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I have to say, like, I just don't believe, like, people that are followers of Jesus are people that are self-controlled.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's
indeed
self-controlled people who
indeed
who are work by the sweat of their brow. You know, just and are keeping the commandments, striving to keep the commandments.
Yeah.
It's hard. Let's just take a look at the Ten Commandments again. I think we need to advocate the Ten Commandments more on this. People need to know. I don't think people really know what the Ten Commandments are. You ask the majority of people, do you know what the Ten Commandments are? Name every single Ten Commandment. Because if you don't know what they are, you could be breaking one of them, and you could be, like, your soul's on the line. You're sinning against the Lord. You're not intentionally wanting to, like, overcome that or, like, maintain that area of your life. Whether it's adultery or it's lying or it's being covetous of other people, which is envying people,
yeah,
other people,
yeah,
lying. Do you like to lie to people?
It's
a sin.
I'm
not asking you. I'm asking the people.
I know for a fact my son's mother is a liar.
Well, then,
she outright lies a lot.
You know what's another way of describing a liar? A bearer of false witness.
Oh my gosh, she is.
Yeah.
The barest and falsest witness.
You know what? It just reminded me another thing that it said in that scripture that we read, if people will recall. Is that it says that people who don't work become busybodies. It says they are busybodies. A busybody is a tale bearer. Another word for tale, like liar, is a bearer of false witness, which is what it says. Like, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy brother.
Man, I don't work, and I'm just wondering what my next rest is going to be.
Your next rest?
Yeah.
What do you mean rest?
Sleep or whatever.
What do you mean? I don't understand, like, have you not been sleeping?
I have been,
Your next Sabbath? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm totally get a lot of being awake and rather be asleep.
Yeah? Well, I do know that there is the rest of the Sabbath. Like every Saturday, there's a Sabbath, there's a rest. It's a time of rest. But I kind of want to talk about the commandments. And we're going to bring these out. 10. Talk about them. What do you think?
Not 11.
Number 1, no other gods. Do you have a god in your life?
Is there something else that's competing with God in your life right now? What about idols? Do you have objects in your life, materialistic things that, like,
humanistic,
that take precedent in your life? Materialistic objects? Are materialistic things becoming an idol in your life? How about taking the Lord's name in vain? Are you taking the Lord's name in vain when you get angry? Can you control your mouth when you get angry? Or do you have to take the Lord's name in vain to get your point across?
Man, that was hardest.
It's a tough one. That's what I'm saying. People, it's not so easy to keep the code. It's when you start realizing there's a code of conduct that the intelligent designer is imposing upon us, you start looking at life through a different perspective, like it's more of a video game.
And I feel bad for my dad. Because
every other word out of his mouth is that.
Yes.
He needs to be convicted of that. He's like in the wrong. You see, he's not keeping the commandments right now, Riley.
I just don't feel like it's my place, though.
Well, if you're a man chosen of God, it is. Because if you're a man chosen of God, then you're an edifier. You're a corrector. You're a judge. That's what we're trying to do on the ANC, Anarchist News Corporation, Anarchist Church of Christ. We're edifiers, judges. We're trying to bring people back into the proper code of conduct.
Well, how would you go about saying something to
him? I'd just say, like, I'm
80-year-old man.
How would you just say something like this to him? Like, I'm trying to keep the commandments pop, and, to hear you take the Lord's name in vain all the time, it is offensive to me, because it's thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. Pop?
Yeah, but I think his problem would be me saying that I take offense and be like, fuck you, fuck you, you.
Could be, but you gotta address it in some way. He needs to be corrected. He's in the wrong on this. Can't be doing this. It's a code violation.
I know.
Violation of conduct.
He just gotta take into account he's 80.
Not gonna teach an old dog new tricks, eh?
Not gonna teach old dog shit.
Okay, well...
Fuck tricks!
Let's move along here. Fourth commandment. This is honor your father and your mother. Or keep the Sabbath holy. What is it? Is it... It's like honor your father... We'll talk honor your father and your mother right now. You gotta honor your father and your mother. You got people honoring their fathers and their mothers? That might be hard for some people.
Oh my gosh, that is like the hardest task that we have.
It could be, for some people, yes.
They're ignorant, they're stupid. How do you fucking react when they're out of line?
I don't know, it's a tough, it's a trick. But it just says you gotta honor your father and your mother. That's one of the commandments.
In order to stay silent and peaceful and react to them in the peaceful way.
If you can, that's good. That's what you need to do.
That's my idea, though.
See, but it's not just that. It's not handling yourself. It's like, you can't have anything against your father and your mother either, I believe. Like, you gotta have, like, an open relationship with your, like, close the relationship to some degree with your parents. I feel like, if possible, to keep this commandment. Then there's a commandment of adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. People will just say, like, oh, you can't cheat on your spouse or whatever, you know. Like, no. Like, Jesus says that if you look... think lustfully or look lustfully upon a woman in your heart, you've already committed adultery.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, adultery is looking at pornography. Adultery is, like, having immoral sex, like, with somebody, like, which seems like such a ridiculous thing. Like, oh my God, like, sex outside of marriage, are you kidding me? Like, that's commonplace. People are committing adultery. That's why it says it's sexually immoral when we read from Jude a couple weeks ago in our recent podcast. Yeah. Like, we read from Jude where it says, like, the sexually immoral will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. They're not going to be a part of the chosen. Like, people who are engaged in that kind of activity, like, you can say you love the Lord, but if you're engaging in fornication, like, it's like, not going to make the cut. So it's just like, right there, there's five commandments right there that are just, like, how many people could say they can could keep those commandments?
You know what kind of gets me is masturbation.
Yeah.
Because it's such a natural...
For a man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman doesn't need to masturbate necessarily. She doesn't have, like, seed. She's just, like, she receives the seed. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she doesn't have it. She doesn't make it.
She gets it, though.
She receives it during intercourse.
Does she ever?
So, but the man, like, there's something to be said about masturbation for a man. Of course, a woman, she masturbates too.
Yeah.
Not to the degree that a man does, because a man has seed.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so.
Well, no, you're right, Don. I don't make a thing out of it. I masturbate uncontrollably. In fact, I use my theory that God wants us to just have self-control, and I use that a lot.
Okay. Okay.
To steer the
the ship? Yeah. In the right direction, away from the iceberg?
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Indeed.
So on that note, why don't we progress forward to the other commandments, the other 10, the other 5 of the 10? Keep the Sabbath holy. That's another one. Keep the Sabbath holy. That's one of the commandments. Gotta keep the Sabbath holy. Gotta take that day of rest. You're talking about rest. It's like you needed a rest. Sabbath is the rest every week, every Saturday. Yeah, and you're supposed to not work. You're not supposed to go out buying and selling stuff, like to the malls, and, you know, you're not supposed to go on vacations, traveling.
Do business transactions.
Yeah, yep, none of that kind of stuff. You're supposed to just, like, chill out, you know, like, spend time with your family and God, which I think is actually pretty cool. I think that's actually pretty realistic. I think, like, if you have a family, you're married, you have kids and stuff, I think that's pretty good for you to take as a family every Saturday together.
Yeah.
Because your kids are not going to school, you're not at work, usually. I think a Saturday is the day where it's like, it's family day, dude. It's where we, like, relax, we, like, chill out as a family, we, like, connect without cell phones and, like, stuff of that nature. No computers, electronics and stuff. I mean, maybe you might watch like a game or something on television together or something, like as a family or something. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like that's just a time where you just, like, chill out, you know, at home and for like 24 hours where you're just, like, hanging out as a family. If you don't have a family, it's a little bit different. It's kind of you and the Lord, you know, wherever, like, the Lord leads you, but Sabbath is a commandment. Like, people are gonna be chosen. Like, did you keep the Sabbath holy from Friday at sundown till Saturday at sundown? This is, like, literally how, like, I swear, like, this is literally gonna be, like, how people are gonna be judged. They're gonna be like, well, here's the commandments of God. Here's Jesus, like,
did you believe in Jesus? Nope, you didn't. Okay, well, that's one strike against you. Okay, what about the commandments?
Well, actually, like, you're going to keep Jesus, like, you're done. It doesn't even matter what the commandments
are. There's no judgment. It doesn't even matter if you're keeping the commandments. You don't have Jesus? You're not bearing witness to Jesus? The testimony to Jesus, like it says? Like, you're done. Uh-huh. This is like a first question. Did you bear witness to Jesus in your life? No. I believe in Jesus. Okay, well, let's take a look at the commandments here. First commandment, you have other gods. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. That's a strike against you. It's just going to go down the line. You know, it's like to the 10th. It's like, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. And it's going to be like, and it's like the more you get closer down the line, it's just going to be like, oh no, like this is not, no, I'm not going to gain, those souls are going to know, like before it's like, I'm not going to gain admittance of this. You know, they're going to be like, damn it. I'm damned. It's kind of funny. It might be psychological on people. The judgment of God might be very psychological to those rancid souls of debauchery and sin.
I wonder what those kind of people will be thinking when they see Jesus' bright face.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's going to be a humbling experience, potentially, for them.
At the end of days.
It might be a very humbling experience for them. Let's take a look at the other commandments. It says, thou shalt not covet. Covet is just envying others. Do you have a problem envying other people? Do people out there have a problem with envying other people? Are you content with who you are? Are you content with who you are in the Lord? Or do you need a certain amount of likes and friends on social media or something to feel like you're good enough or...
If I thought about that for longer than like 2 minutes, I would say something, but that shit did nothing for me.
Well, but some people are very caught up in that, in the analytics of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And how many friends they have. And it's like, it's important, you know, that,
to them.
And if people have more, they're coveting that person. It's like, oh, I want to be that. When it's like, it's not based upon like your status and how many friends and popularity. It's based on, are you keeping the commandments? See, the beast wants everybody to think it's all about celebrity status, popularity, Instagram, TikTok, all that crap. When it's like, that stuff is like of the world. The world is of that.
Yeah.
The world is of like the quest for ratings. When we're just for in the quest for trying to keep the commandments.
Yeah.
And brotherly way, testimony of Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at another commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Are you have a problem with lying? Do you lie to people? White lies are still lies. Thou shalt not murder. Let's take a look at that one. How many people want to murder people? You got like a murderous heart? Oh, we're getting up there. Stealing. Thou shalt not steal. Are you stealing from your neighbor? I'm not saying, are you literally stealing from your neighbor? Are you scamming people out of money? Who maybe aren't your physical neighbors, but they're still your neighbors. Are you into stealing? This is the criteria right here. On Judgment Day, it's going to be, how did you keep the commandments? Or was your mind and actions affected by the mark of the beast? Did you take the mark of the beast where you were thinking and acting accordingly and buying and selling the things of this world?